Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Glad to have you with me today as we get ready to look at a number of topics that I hope will be inspirational, informative, some kind of way, maybe something that you can use in your own life. We're definitely going to be hearing some music. As a matter of fact, let's start off with a bit of music today, this Saturday, as I feature someone whom I featured earlier in the week. On Tuesday, I featured some music by Tom Scott as he and a group of fellow musicians gave us their arrangement, their version of Pick Up the Pieces. Right now, I want you to hear something else by Tom Scott. By the way, I shared with you then that he has quite a few movie credits and things like that to his credit. His father is Nathan Scott. Nathan Scott is a very accomplished musician, pianist, trombonist, band leader, who composed some themes to quite a few television series himself, including the theme to Dragnet and The Twilight Zone, among others. So Tom Scott comes from a very well-accomplished musical family. You heard him playing Pick Up the Pieces, as I mentioned the other day. I want you to hear something else by him now. This is a song that he had a lot to do with. His father had a lot to do with. It comes from a song that we used to watch back in the day, in the 70s. In fact, it is a theme song that I'm sure a lot of you will recognize. They brought it back, and, we've seen it in a few movies, including one that starred Mr. Samuel L. Jackson Jr. Here's a song. Tell me the name of the show that this song is featured on. You've heard it. Name that song and name the show. I'll give you a little while to think about it. Yes, I will. I'll give you a little while. In the meantime, let's take a look at some water. How many of you are really working on trying to get down to the business of really doing better or maintaining it if you've already gotten there? To the business of eating and drinking better. And I say eating and drinking better, you know, sometimes we might drink too much sugar. You know, we've been told we need to cut back on the sodas, right? Juice is good for us, but too much of anything, right? And since a lot of juices have a lot of sugar in them, it's best that even with juice, we drink in moderation. How about just plain H2O? How many of you decided that you really do want to drink water that may be healthier for us than other waters? And so you decided you want to go with the filtered water. And you decided, well, you know, I do want to do my part to help with ecology overall. And so instead of just always buying filtered water that's in the plastic bottles, I've bought my own pitcher that filters the water for me, or I bought my own faucet attachment that filters the water for me, or maybe an undersink piece of equipment that filters the water, however you're doing it. You decided you're going to filter your water and drink more of it that way rather than unfiltered. Well, what about alkaline water? How many of you say, well, you know, I like the idea of buying alkaline water? Well, I want to share with you something that I find encouraging, inspiring, a tale of success brought on by inspiration, good thinking, and partnership. Black Enterprise is sharing a story about an alkaline water brand that is sold at Walmart, owned by a black couple. They're selling what is called Live Alkaline Water. That's what the name of the brand is, Live Alkaline Water. And for the first time in history, a black-owned bottled water brand is on the shelves of Walmart. It is 100% natural alkaline. And it was founded by Dr. Shayla Creer and Robert McRae, whose family owned the spring for more than 100 years in North Carolina. He partnered with Creer, and they decided to create the product. After being turned down by countless Walmarts, a regional store decided to give them a shot. Isn't it interesting that even within the same company, you don't always get the same answer from the people representing branches of that company? They had gone to a number of Walmarts and had been turned down by a number of people speaking in behalf of management at those Walmarts. So you can see part of the success story here was not giving up because of a number of no's. And that's one of the things that they say, you know, when it comes to selling and other things like that, you got to be prepared for the no's. And just what does Les Brown say? Every no you get puts you one step closer to a yes. So you keep going. And so finally, a regional Walmart store, the management at a regional Walmart store decided to give Dr. Creer and Mr. McRae a chance. He said they called many Walmarts, and finally they got a hold of one who allowed them to do the presentation. The other Walmart management wouldn't even let them do the presentation. This group allowed them to do the presentation, and they were sold. Once the products were on the shelves, the products sold out in the first month and demands were increasing. And so because of that, the team has started to scale, and it can now be found in 3 different Walmart locations in northern Florida and in various boutique shops. In addition, the product can be purchased online. I think that's a good thing, because I know that very often, especially in today's age, when we hear about something that reportedly is good, we want to know, I wonder if I decide to buy it, could I get my hands on it? Is it at the Walmart where I live? Is it at such and such a store where I live? It may not be, but you can go online to buy it. The water is sourced from a natural underground spring, an aquifer, and a mineral rock bed that lies 800 feet below the ground, making it extremely pure and fresh to the taste. So, what exactly then are the benefits of alkaline water? Well, it's known to have, these are some of the claims they make about alkaline water. It's supposed to have anti-aging properties because of liquid antioxidants that absorb more quickly into the human body. It's supposed to have colon cleansing properties. It's supposed to offer immune system support, hydration, improve skin health, and other detoxifying properties. It can assist with weight loss and can also be cancer resistant due to the pH balance. Now, I know some of you thinking, well, I've read some things about pH balance and too much, too little, and it can throw things off. You may want to talk with your physician, get his or her opinion. You may want to do some more research. You may even want to consider mixing things up. And when I say mixing things up, sometimes drinking purely filtered water, sometimes drinking alkaline water, and maybe getting the benefits of each at various times throughout the week. Just another idea, just another thought. And again, more research, talking with the physicians. Specific to this brand, Live Alkaline Water, the website states that it's 100% organic and that those 100% organic minerals in the Live Alkaline Water work together to naturally boost energy levels by cleansing your cells and ridding your body of toxins that slow you down. They say further that it's naturally full of electrolytes that stimulate nerves and muscles for optimal performance, as well as assisting in regulating blood pressure and cellular function. And wait, there's more. They go on to say it's naturally pH balanced, which means it works with your body by boosting its immune system to naturally fight off disease. It slows down and reverses the damage done by disease-causing free radicals, and it contains the highest levels of 100% organic natural materials, minerals that not only help keep the body functioning at its best, but also gives the water a fresh, pure taste. I'm not selling for them, but again, the name of the brand is Live Alkaline Water. It can be purchased at some of the Walmart stores in North Carolina. It can be purchased online. What do you think about that? Think that alkaline water is something worth looking into? All right. We're doing what we can to make ourselves healthier, right? That's one of the things that I really encourage. You know, when you're getting on an exercise routine, or if you're already on one and you're maintaining it, I really do want to encourage you to put the whole ball of wax into play. You know, you're exercising, great. Now, try to find a way to make getting to bed, getting to sleep at your body's optimal time part of the mix, at least the majority of the week, each week. Consider eating well and drinking well, all of that, because all of that comes into play when helping us with overall well-being. Also, of course, as I mentioned the other day, we want to laugh. Good, wholesome humor that helps us laugh, because laughter does good like medicine. How about this, though? Making sure that we also make sure that we make the right blend, the right mix, the right balance of work, rest, and recreation part of our lifestyle. And I'm not saying that it should be, you know, something like 34.5% work, 34.5% rest, 34.5% recreation. That is more than likely not feasible or even advisable. But what we do need to do is make sure that with all the work that we're doing, we're giving our souls and our bodies enough recreation and enough rest. Because as I said now, it's good to go out and have fun. But how many of you have been on vacation and you had so much fun that you wore yourselves out? Just going and going and going in the name of fun and just wore yourselves out. Sometimes we can do that even on the weekend. All right, I don't have to go to work. I'm off this weekend. I got to work next weekend, but I'm off this weekend. I'm really going to have a ball. And you get out, you go to this event, you go to that event, you play this game, you play that game, and you're going and going and going from the time you get up to the time you go to bed. And so, although you didn't work per se, because what you were really after was the recreational factor, you were really, really having fun in a way other than having to work, you were still working your bodies. You were still moving. And sometimes we need to stop the movement and just rest. Just chill. Just relax. Just be refreshed. And so again, it comes down to finding that right balance, that right mix of work, play, and rest. Now, that said, how many of you are finding it difficult to follow up on the advice to not work yourself to death, to not wear it as a badge of honor that you work so much that you're always tired and worn out? Yeah, you don't want to do that to yourself. You want to be able to find the right mix, the right balance, so that you enjoy life to the fullest. And that doesn't always mean always being on the move. All right, now that's it. When we come back, let's take a look at this whole notion of working yourself to death.